I think 50 Cent said it best. Show no love, because love will get you killed. I can't tell you how real I think that phrase is. And today we're going to talk about what happens when you decide to give love, but love is not reciprocated. The main time that happens is when we start to elevate in life and we start going to that next level and people see you growing, but look at themselves and don't see the same growth. So then what they end up doing is stacking the odds against you. You know, in the Hunger Games, they say, may the odds forever be in your favor. Nah, G, that's not how it works in real life. In real life, when the deck is stacked against you, it's may the odds forever be in your favor, because no one cares. It's all a race to people. People want to see themselves at the top. They're cool with you doing good, as long as you ain't doing better than them. So let's talk about what happens when your greatness finally shines through for what it is, and people decide that they want to stack the deck against you. The title of today's episode is Stack Decks. You ready? Because I'm ready. It's the Dream Over Podcast. Cue my music. Let's get it done. Yo, what up, guys? It's me, KDE63, and I'm back here with a new podcast, new episode, ready to give you guys some of that real that everybody can feel. So with that being said, I'm not going to waste too much of your time. Let's go ahead and get this thing started. Hey, look, in life, you're going to deal with this thing called adversity, okay? And when dealing with it, you know what? Pause. Before we even talk about what happens when dealing with it, let's talk about the definition of words like adversity. So when you hear the word adversity, what does it mean? In fact, I'm Googling it right now because I want to make sure I give it to you simply. And it's exactly what I thought it was. Difficulties, misfortune. That is exactly what adversity is in your life. You will deal with difficulties. You are going to deal with misfortunes, and they're going to impact your life. They're going to make it more difficult for you to get to the other side. Now, here's the amazing thing. Some things happen naturally, and then some situations occur that human beings around you produce. Not because it is, by accident, but it is because of a couple different reasons. One is because they see your potential. They see that you are good, and you are darn good at what you do on a day-to-day basis, and they fear you.
Say it again for the folks in the back.
It's something that a lot of us don't want to talk about, but it's very, very factual. There are people that fear you for your potential, and they feel like they have to put roadblocks in your way to prevent you from getting to your final destination, because if they can stop you from getting there, then by default, they will beat you there. See, what a lot of you are doing right now is you have all the potential in the world, and you are either one, seeing the people around you setting you up for failure, and you are not finding ways to duck what's happening, or two, you're just not paying attention, and you need to pay more attention, because what's going on around you does affect you, whether you want to believe so or not. So today's episode is about a topic that I like to call stack decks. Excuse me. This is called stack decks. This is about people stacking the deck against you to force you to fail. People stacking the deck against you to prevent you from reaching your ultimate goal, whether it is you becoming a better version 2.0 tomorrow or you becoming this great individual in the long run. And I know a lot of you are saying,
no one can stop me from being my best me. I got God on my side. I can do all things.
Well, let me tell you something. Let's talk about the same Bible you're discussing from. The same Bible that says I can do all things is the exact same Bible that says that someone without a vision shall perish and that faith without works is dead. If you're not willing to put in the works and you don't set the vision and identify what could be in your way, you are setting yourself up for failure. So go back, look at that same Bible, put all three verses side by side and make a better message for yourself. These are just facts, people. I'm not sitting here trying to be funny. I'm not trying to judge you. I'm not trying to disrespect you. I'm just giving you that real so you have something to go off of. Now, with that being said, we're going to get into it. Let's talk about some signs.
He on fire today.
Let's talk about some signs that the deck is being stacked against you. Now, remember I said that sometimes people are doing things right to your face and you're not paying attention? We're going to talk about some of those signs. Now, here's some signs that the deck is being stacked against you right now. Number one, people begin to blatantly call you out. Now, look, I know some of y'all are sitting there right now like, I wish a trick would. And don't worry, it's cool. Because I feel the exact same way. I believe in the crime mile logic of run up, get done up. That's just my philosophy. That's my philosophy on life. If somebody disrespects, you got to check it. But there's also, you have to be able to see that someone is trying you. And sometimes they would do it blatantly in front of your boss, in front of your peers, because they want to make you look smaller, because if you don't come back or if you don't address the situation the right way, it makes them look larger in the process. And they will play psychological games with you when you do try to come back at them, which is when you try to defend yourself, they will try to make you appear as a person who is disrespectful, as a person who is rude, as in you can't take a joke. When no, it was never a joke. 9 times out of 10, if you don't think it's a joke deep down in your gut, it probably wasn't a joke. And you probably need to handle it as such. Number two, they used to help you out and now they leave you hanging. Remember when the workload was heavy, you had a lot going on at work, so many different things going on. And then all of a sudden you had the homie that would come and help you. Miracle, right? What happens when that same person sees that both of y'all are going up for the same job, and instead of being a team player, they become the, I gotta prove that I'm better, I gotta separate myself. And all of a sudden they stop helping you. It turns into a, well, you know, I can't, you know, okay, cool. But then you stop by their desk and they're on Facebook and Instagram while you're sitting there putting in all this work. If they said they couldn't help you, but now they're over here on the gram flexing, watching videos, all this other good stuff, 9 times out of 10, they're doing just fine. Their workload is just fine. They're just not fine with you because you're on the way up and they can't tell if they're going up or down. So if they can get you out of the way, all they have to do is take your spot on the elevator or the escalator of life. They're going all the way up and they're gonna watch you from the ground floor. Number three, rumors begin to spread about you. Now, if you're a person that has a good reputation, you'll always be fine. In the 48 laws of power, there is a message that says, there is a law in the 48 laws of power. Law goes a little something like this. Reputation is everything. Guard it with your life. Now, I am a person who has a good reputation. I'm also a person that has a bad reputation for ignorant mistakes I have made in the past. But what I do have now, I protect it and I hold it very, very, very close to my heart because I don't want to put myself in a predicament where someone can ever address me. I live my truth. I keep it real at all time. If you start hearing your name being thrown around the workplace a lot, number one, be thankful for the person that comes and tells you the rumor. But number two, keep them close because they obviously received the information from somebody. And if they're not willing to tell you who put it out there so you can close the door, you really need to watch that person. But that's another complicated dialogue for another time when we talk about people coming to feed you hate. You have to take it as a warning shot, but understand that it's also something for the future. Number four, they start giving you compliments that you know are fake. You start getting, oh yeah, yeah, I love your outfit. Your outfit looks so nice. Oh yeah, you did a really, really good job in there. And you know for a fact you got yelled at during that meeting and got busted over the head. And you can tell clearly that they're being fake about the comments. It's because they're being fake. There's nothing else about that. Number five, they begin to belittle the major accomplishments you make in front of other people. Let's say, for example, you've been trying your best to lose weight and you end up losing, let's say, 40, you lose 50 pounds. And they look at you and say, oh, that's great. I mean, I lost 80 last year. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. You eat right. You work out like you're supposed to. But I'm glad you learned that. That is not somebody trying to look out for you. That is somebody throwing what I like to call, hey, put the deep voice on for this. That's what I like to call
shade.
That is shade, my guy. That's shade, buddy. Number six. Wait, did I miss one? Okay, no, I didn't. All right. Number six, they start wanting to get in your personal business. They start wanting to know more about you, know the real you. If you identify that this person is somebody that could be after you, you do not give them any personal business about you. If they find something else, if they find something out about you, human resources has got to be giving up information they got no business giving. Personally identifiable info. And you better not give them anything. If you can keep them from knowing who your family is, keep them away. Because I'm telling you, you got family members that don't like you that will spill your beans faster than you can put up defense shields to protect yourself. Next, number 7, the workload starts to increase. And not only does it start to increase, but it starts to decrease with less pay involved. You'll find yourself in meetings where certain people will start when the workload starts getting divided amidst all of you and it starts getting delegated out. You may be the person who is, hey, I'm ready to help. I'm locked in. Let's go. And then this other guy is not so much. And the boss sees one's willing to work, one's not. And they put everything on you.
Tell it like it is, though.
And then you're sitting here with this heavy workload and you got 10 tasks. They got 3.
Not me. Indeed.com.
And they finish their 3 and they do it quick, fast, in a hurry. And you're still over here struggling because the ones you pick are harder and take more time. So because you have less done and they have all of theirs done quickly, they look like a productive individual who can choose their battles carefully and you don't.
I ain't choose these tasks. Tasks chose me.
Even though the deck is stacked because of the tasks that you were forced to take on because of the individuals around you who just so happen to be incompetent. Fact of life, not a joke. Truth. So, I've given you guys 7 different signs that the deck could be stacked against you or people around you could be setting you up for failure. So now, here's the next thing we need to talk about. We need to talk about how can you overcome the deck being stacked against you. So let's talk about that real quick, okay? You know what? Let's not. Not quite yet. Guys, we're going to take a break real quick to talk about an awesome, awesome company that produces fire gear. In fact, gear that your boy personally rocks. It's a company called Chocolate Ancestors. So we're going to take a break, hear from our sponsors, and then we'll come right back. Don't go anywhere. It's me, KDE63, and this is the Dream Movie Podcast. Let's go.
You got a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dream. Let's move.
Yo, what up? It's me, KDE63, also known as the author K Fitz. Hey, I want to talk to you guys about an awesome company, Chocolate Ancestor. Chocolate Ancestor LLC is an online apparel, accessory, and home decor store that brings meaning, symbolism, and self-expression into fashion and into your home. I got to tell you guys, I love their merchandise. They're an awesome company, and not just because they sponsor your boy, but because they're just awesome. It's lit. You got to make time to go over to their website. That is www.chocolateancestor.com. And on top of that, let me drop this on you. If you go to their website and you buy anything, $15 and up, you can use code DREAMMOVER, DREAMM, that's 2 M's by the way, OVR. Dream Mover for anything that is 15 and up. That's a minimum purchase price, and that's very, very cheap on that site, I'm telling you. In fact, everything there is for a good deal. But if you use that, you'll get 15% off your entire order. I'm telling you, it's active now. Go get your stuff. Go get your Chocolate Ancestor gear. And once you get it, hop on Instagram at OfficialKFitz. I want to see what you bought. So with that being said, get up there. Again, one more time for the folks in the back. It is ChocolateAncestor.com. With that being said, Dream Mover Podcast, let's get back to it. Let's go.
You got a dream, I have a dream, you have a dream, let's move our dream.
Welcome back. It's me, it's KDE63. Welcome back to the Dream Mover Podcast, ladies and gents. Okay, so ways to overcome the deck being stacked. I got 9 different ways, and we're going to keep this short. Number 1, you need to accept the situation. You need to understand that not everybody in the workplace, not everybody that's in your squad even, and if they're in your squad, they shouldn't be. You're going to understand that not everybody around you has your best benefit at heart. And when they don't have your best benefit at heart, you need to understand and respect it. I've heard in the past that people say when someone showed you their true colors or showed you who they truly are, you should believe it. This is a situation where you need to believe. Number 2, You need to identify loyal people that you can trust. You have to find, if you can, you got to find that one loyal person that you can actually trust, that you feel is not going to leave you hanging, not going to do you dirty, not going to spread your information around. The reason you need that person in your life is because that person helps to protect you from the nonsense. They keep you informed to what's going on. They can keep you ahead of the curve so you can see what is coming down the pipe. They give you honest feedback that you need so that you can grow. And before you go do something that you ain't got no business doing, this is the person that pulls your head out of your butt and keeps you straight. Ladies and gentlemen, Kendrick Lamar and Rihanna said it best. Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty. I know my voice sounds terrible. I'm going to auto-tune it. Let's do it again.
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
Did that sound better? What was that? Trash? Okay, got it. Moving on. Number three, document your work and accomplishments. This is a little phrase we like to call CYB. I'm doing that because this is a politically correct show. I'm sorry, guys. At least in this case, it is. Cover your butt. You got to document your work so that no one can take your accomplishments from you. How do you do that? Here's a recommendation. Number four, when incidents occur, you have to email everything to yourself. So whether it's accomplishments or incidents, email it to yourself. The reason why is because once you email it, there's a timestamp on that email. So if in the future someone comes with a stack pile of here's what they did to me, here's what they did wrong, this is why I want them fired, you have stamped emails with stamped time. You wrote to yourself, here's the stuff that happened. This is how I felt. This is how I know they were trying to set me up for failure. So all you have to do is print or forward to whoever the next highest guy is. And next thing you know, you're good. They're not. Get the message? Let's move on. Number five, don't bite on their negative toxicity because it is a trap. There are some people that will be negative to you just because they want to get a rise out of you. Either because they want to get a rise or they want to see if they can make you break. They want to see if they can make you so upset that you do something drastic that will either embarrass you or put you in a position where you are no longer in favor of the people that you need to have in your favor. So if they start being negative on purpose, you can tell they're trying to draw you out. Number six, if they must be, my favorite one, I got to say this. Number six, my favorite. If they got to be checked, check them.
Get these hands.
Check them like checkers, my guy. Check them. This is the one time you don't play chess. You got to play checkers. Pull them in, put them somewhere where they can be talked to one-on-one and read those people. Let them know what it is. Let them know that you see what they're doing. You peep game. Now, granted, sometimes you have to call folks out in an open setting where everybody can see. And if you have to do it, cool. Call them out tactfully, but be careful because calling folks out tactfully is an art. There is a way to get deep into people's souls where they know to never check you again, and it's something that you got to figure out on your own. But trust me, when the time comes and you got to check somebody, do what you got to do. Number seven, you got to have a sounding board when you get off work. This goes back to number two, what we talked about, having loyal people. You have to have loyal people that will let you vent and get all of your frustrations out so you don't go back to work carrying that negative energy with you. If you go back carrying negative energy, eventually they don't have to do any work. You become your own ticking time bomb. And when you blow, and so does every potential progressive thing in your future with you. Number eight, you gotta develop techniques for how you're gonna engage people. If you engage everybody the same way, trust me, you're already failing right now. Because not everybody can be dealt with the same way. You have some people that are a little more emotional. Like for me, my daughter, she is, I love that little girl so much. Desi, baby, if you're listening, daddy loves you so very much. But Desi is a very, very sweet heart. She's a very sweet little girl. And the way my young son, my young bull, Gabriel, likes to act, he's strong. He's stronger willed. So Gabriel has to get the firmness in the voice. The minute I try to give that voice to my Hadessa, she's going to cry. Or she's going to be sad. That's daddy's little flower. I can't do her the same way. You got to switch up your techniques and be able to dress people differently. So when the deck starts getting stacked, you can influence accordingly. If you come off angry to everybody, some people look at you as weak and they realize that you're probably not a person they should deal with. Develop your techniques for how to effectively communicate with people and watch yourself progress. And lastly, number nine, if you're already doing so well at work and they feel the need to sabotage you and you're seeing that they're trying to stack the deck,
tell them the truth.
If you see that your boss is trying to stack the deck, you ready for this one?
Let the judge say yeah!
You already understand they fear you, right? Because we said it, number one, accept the situation. Apply for the next job position above them. Just go ahead and do it. Apply for that job and hustle hard until you get it. Because if they fear you now, wait till you the boss. You can influence what happens above. As above, so below. Y'all know how that works. I'm over here talking these bars today. Hope you're paying attention. Anyway, guys, that's my thoughts on today. This was a conversation on when people try to stack the deck against you. Listen, when Barack Obama became president, the deck was stacked. He had a country for 8 years that he had to pull out of hellfire and brimstone. Napoleon got taken out of jail and his friend Talleyrand set him up for failure, knowing that he would drive France right back into the ground. Brutus betrayed Caesar and claimed that he loved Caesar, but he loved Rome more so that they could reestablish how Rome would be operated. There's always someone around you that will claim they love you, but there's always somebody that is looking for your spot. There's always someone that's looking for a come up. And when that person comes up, sometimes you gotta shut them down, or you gotta at least see the situation so you can shut them down before they impact you. Be careful, pay attention, and if the deck starts getting stacked, shut it down. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. Next segment, let's go.
Let them hate.
Hey guys, that's all the time we got today. I really appreciate you guys tuning in to the Dream Mover Podcast. If you're not already, make sure you're following me on all social media platforms. I use one username and one username only, and that is Official Cake Fits. That is how you normally spell the word official, OfficiaL, Cake Fits, KFITZ. That is my author name. That is how I pin all of my books and also how I pin my blogs. Speaking of which, I have a new book getting ready to come out called Altitude the Climb. I need you guys to start getting your minds right and start getting ready. My book, Altitude the Climb, will be out on October the 15th, the same day that I lost my grandfather, sadly, a year ago. This book is dedicated to him, and it's about struggles, it's about how to grow, and it's about climbing that mountain in life, and every single level of altitude that you get through, there's going to be new challenges and new things that you have to understand in order to grow. So that's an upcoming project I have coming out. But for now, guys, you just finished this podcast. I know I gave you guys a lot of information to go over, to think about, and hopefully you'll apply some of this information just to make your life better, to make you a better 2.0 you tomorrow. So with that being said, guys, I'm not going to hold you anymore. Peace and love to the planet. If you guys need anything, you know where I'm at. I gave you guys all my social media. Hit me up if you need me. It's the Dream Mover Podcast. We're out of here. Yo, team, power it down.